I don't know how you use this. Can you guys hear me? I'm so confused right now. I don't know how to use it. I wanted to use Twitter Space, but 'cause I'm not streaming today, but I have to wait in the car 'cause Mama Fish is she scanned some things, and I wanted to try, 'cause I don't know if this is even like. Can you guys hear me? We can hear you, yes? Okay. Like, is this like. This is not like. Is this a podcast? Am I gonna sit here and tell you guys about the theory of gender? No, I'm kidding. Yes, guys. Yeah, so today's news. Welcome to your daily dose of Killia. A man crossed the street and an elephant chased him. I feel like I'm high. I mean, no, I'm just staying in the car. It's really rainy. It's really rainy in England right now. I don't like how rainy it is. It's too rainy. I don't mind a little bit of rain, but too much rain makes me sad. Yeah, I went to a pub for lunch this morning. Well, this morning, like 2 hours ago, 2 hours ago, I went to a local pub. I had pie. I had chips and chips. No, wait, not chips. I had mash and pie, steak pie. It was really good, steak and ale pie. I didn't have any alcohol. Don't worry. I had sparkling water. Wait. Can you guys put a thumbs up if you like sparkling water? Because I know a lot of people don't like it. Not a lot of people like sparkling water. It's kind of rare. Oh, some of you actually do like it. Based. I just like it because it's like instead of just drinking normal water, there's some thumbs down. Instead of just drinking normal water, it's like it kind of spices things up a bit, right? So you can it's spicy. It's like spicy water. There you go. That's a good way. That's a good way of describing it. Spicy water. But I had that with my steak and ale pie and my mash and lots of green beans. And that was really tasty. It was really good. I'm really full though. I'm really full. But I think it was worth it because it was really tasty and warm. It's too warm in my tummy. Yeah, made me happy. I haven't had a pub lunch in ages. Because anyone who doesn't know, pub lunch in England is like fucking good. Like, that's the good shit right there. That's the good shit right there. Like, if you have a pub lunch, you're feeling good for at least a week. I sound like poop? Because I'm using my phone mic. So I don't know if I sound like poop. It's like we're on a phone call together. Except you guys can't talk. Like, can people talk? I don't know how this works. I literally have never used this before in my life. This is scary. I feel like any moment now. The world could crash and burn. You can request a talk? Oh, I see. I see. But it's so good to see some of my Twitter buoys. 'Cause I know not everyone can catch my streams. So it's nice to see some people who I know couldn't get to my streams or like, or never, or just follow me recently because I had some new followers because of the Sky. Sky, do you want to join in? Give me a thumbs up if you want to join in. I've never done this before, so. Hi, Sky. I'm nervous now. Sky's in here. I feel like Sky's gonna bonk me. Sky, put an emoji in chat if you wanna join in. Oh, Sky doesn't know how spaces work. Oh, I can see you guys commenting. I see it. I'm gonna invite you, Sky, okay? Invite speaker. Sky Shimryu. I invited you, Sky. You should have an invitation. This is so funny. Guys, you can actually comment, or if you just want to send emojis, you can do that too. I like the emojis. I can see all your thumbs up. You guys know how I feel about hands. But apart from the steak and el pie, I had a really good day today. It was rainy. It's still rainy. I think I actually might have stopped by now. But, It's been raining, but it's a good day. Sky's messaging me on Discord saying she's trying to figure it out. Guys, Sky's being pawn. Sky's being a pawn. Sky's being a pawn. This is just like YouTube. What, Sky being pawn is like YouTube? Oh, I hope you guys are all having a good day, though. I had some really nice marshmallows to wake up to this morning. It made me really happy. I had one person say something really funny about, they told me to say hi to Rifu. And I said hi to Rifu for you, if you're listening. Sky porn, nah. Yeah, Sky is porn. But it's very cute and charming. I'll send you another invite. Invite to speak. But, yeah, I had some really nice marshmallows. I had another person just, like, tell me they really like my content. I had someone tell me they really enjoyed the stream yesterday. I have someone that sends me poems every day, too. And that's really sweet. Yeah, it's really nice. The buoys are so supportive. Such stinky, supportive buoys. Oh, God, this weather. Does anyone else get, like, really... I don't know, like... I feel like the weather really affects my mood, like, but I think for me it's kind not the opposite, but it's definitely not what you'd expect. Like, I think the rain, for some reason, I get really hypo when, oh, that's a loud car. For some reason, I get really hypo when it rains, but then when it's really sunny, I get really tired. I feel like it's supposed to be the opposite, but I don't know, I feel like it's supposed to be the opposite. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for your support on the Anna and Pretty Patterns cover, by the way. It's got, like, 700 likes. You guys are crazy. I literally posted it yesterday. You're so nice to me. I'm glad you guys like it. It was really fun to make. Although that song is really hard, because, like, the... Oh, can't you see? Like, that... They're like sustaining the note. Oh my god. I listened to the song and I was like, this is gonna be like not a bad song. Like, this won't be hard to sing. Holy shit. That song is really freaking hard to sing because it's like, it may not be like, fancy or technical, but sustaining notes, like holding notes, sustain is just a fancy word for holding. Holding those notes for that long and like sounding good is actually really hard. So I was recording and I was like, oh no. I love the rain, it lifts up my mood, so I get you. Oh, okay, so I'm not that weird then. I'm not that weird then. I'm glad. But if you guys like Twitter spaces, I can do them more. I know I was talking to management about doing them more. Or not doing them more, sorry, but we had a discussion about it, and none of us really know how to use it. But I've taken the plunge. I've taken the plunge. And this isn't too bad. This just feels like I feel a bit crazy because I think because obviously there's less chat interaction. But I feel like some really cool things could be done with Twitter Space. I feel like we could do like a game show. And you guys have to you come on and you talk. And I have to ask you some quick fire questions. It could be funny. It could be funny to do like a Killia test. Like I do quick fire questions about me and you have to answer them. And whoever gets the most right gets a prize or something. But it wouldn't be like a prize. It'd be like, I don't know. I feel like it'd be kind of funny. Like I get you membership for a week or something. Or we not a week, a month, obviously, but that'd be so funny. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, you guys. How good really would the buoys be at answering quick fire questions about me? I think it's interesting. I don't really know. You should put a love heart if you think you'd be confident in answering at least five quick fire questions about me. Oh. Did anyone see Ina's new outfit? Oh my God, isn't it so cute? If anyone saw it. Holy. Ina is so freaking cute. The freaking short hair. Oh, I love girls with short hair. It kind of made me like. Obviously, it made me excited to get a new outfit. But it made me think about like what if I was to get a new outfit, like what would I have? Like would I have long hair or would I keep my short hair? Would I go even shorter? Or would I do like cozy like pajamas? Or would I do like a summer dress? Or like casual wear? Or like kind of techno like streetwear? Like it made me really think about it. 'Cause I really don't know. I mean, obviously it's probably a long way away getting new outfits because we literally debuted like 2 months ago. Not even 2 months ago yet. It's 2 months tomorrow, I think. But still, it's exciting to think about that kind of stuff. It's exciting to think about that kind of stuff. Because, like, it's hopefully going to happen eventually. I mean, I'm sure AM is going to do well. I know there's a bit of a sad, like, 2023 curse or something at the moment, but Anne's going strong. Anne's going strong. Yeah. I know that there's, like, I don't know. I just feel like this is a really good, like obviously you guys don't get to see, but like behind the scenes, like we have a really good relationship with management, and like they're always so friendly, and like literally cater to our needs, whatever we need. and like so supportive, like not even just like with work stuff, like emotionally as well. Because like I think that's a lot that people. Whoa! Can you guys hear the thunder? It's thundering. Not a lot of VTubers really talk about the kind of mental side of. Oh, it's so loud. Not a lot of VTubers talk about the mental side of it, but like it can be really draining, especially if you go like ham. I personally think I've mastered the art of not getting burnt out because I had an old job, one of my old jobs ages ago. I used to work like basically every single day. Like for hours, like 12 to 14-hour shifts every single day, like without breaks. Like I'd have a break every like 2 weeks or something, like one day. And like I really liked it. I had a really good time, but it was really hard and like I burnt myself out. And ever since then, I think have learned how to work as much as I possibly can, but also have enough time to make my brain relax, because it can be hard to make your brain relax even if you have days off. Like I don't know if you guys have heard about that theory. I guess maybe it's not theory, but there's that thing where like if you go on holiday, say like you're working at like an office job or something, whatever, you go on holiday, but then you come back from holiday and you're supposed to feel refreshed, right? Because you've had 1 week, 2 weeks off. But a lot of people actually come back feeling really drained because they've had that time to shut off their brain, but in reality, at the back of their head, they're going, oh, I've got work in a week, oh, I've got work in a couple of days, oh, I'm getting on the flight home, I've got work tomorrow, I've got work the day after. So their brain is like never really fully relaxing, never fully shutting off. And so a lot of people, like, they'll go on holiday and then they'll come back feeling even more drained. So I learned about that very early on. And I was like, I'm going to make sure that I'm not like that. So on my days off, like, if I want to do work on my days off, I will set a scheduled time and be like, okay, from 12 till 4 p.m., I'm going to make some YouTube shorts or I'm going to make a cover. But any time after that, that is relaxing time. That is time to de-wire my brain, detangle anything I've been stressed out about, and just chill. And, like, I think that's really important. Because if you don't do that, like, if I didn't do that and I just, like, did everything, whatever, I know that when I stream, I wouldn't be able to be my best version of the best version of myself for you guys. Because I want to do that. When I stream, I want to be able to give you guys my 100%. And obviously, like, things like illness or, like, you know, other things can come into play. And, like, you can't always help that. But, like, most of the time, like, I want to be the best version of myself when I'm streaming for you guys. Because, I don't know, you guys deserve that. Like, you know. For a lot of people, like, watching streamers is their, like, wind-down time and their time to dewire their brain. So I don't want to bring any negative energy into it, you know? So I think really, like, it's really important as a content creator to, like, know how to wire your brain and de-stress your brain. Kiki! Hi, Kiki! Kiki, do you want to get in the Twitch space? Sky can't work it out. I think Sky's actually busy, so she's just listening in. But if you want to join, give me a thumbs up or something, and we can have a little chat. I'm currently in the car, so I might need to go in a bit. But Mama Fish isn't back yet. But it's raining outside. It's raining. It's raining, raining. Did Kiki thumbs up? I didn't see it. I'm not gonna lie. I was looking out the window. Kiki did thumbs up. Okay, I'll invite you to speak. I sent you an invite. I think that's how it works. I think I did it right. Let me know if you got an invite. I think. I think you got number one. Oh my god, it's raining so loud. Can you guys hear it?
Oh.
Kiki!
Sorry, oh, I don't. Kiki. I don't have earphones.
It's okay. It's okay. I don't have earphones either. I think your phone should block it out.
Does it? Does it block out? I actually don't know.
I think so. Can you guys take Kiki through my speaker, maybe? I think so. Oh, God. It's so funny. How's your day been, Kiki?
I'm bored, Kalia. I've been wanting to speak to someone the whole day. My PC is all packed and everything.
Oh yeah, cause you're moving, aren't you? That's so exciting.
I've been meaning to, like, you know, I was like, should I call Mane-chan so I have someone to talk to?
You can talk to me. That's so exciting. Have you packed everything?
I forgot to pack,
Uh-oh. What did you forget to pack?
I went to the grocery earlier to fill up stuff that I don't have. And out of all the things that I forgot Women Essential.
No! That's, like, the most important thing. Oh, my God. It's okay. It's okay. Just put it on throne.
No! No, no, no!
I saw you tweet earlier that your cat doesn't want to hug you because they saw all the boxes.
Yeah, I think she senses something. I really do.
She knows you're leaving her. She's grumpy at you. She's like, I can tell. I can tell you're leaving me to be an independent boss bitch. I've had enough of it.
She has been ignoring me all day, and her paws are like clawing at me the whole day.
Oh no. She's not happy. She's not happy. My cat would be so angry at me. Oh, she would be so angry at me. That's the thing, like, because most places aren't pet friendly either, are they?
And now, most of the places that I scouted, they're not pet friendly, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the same here. Like, most apartments and flats and stuff, like, or even, like, some houses, if you're renting, they just don't want pets. But I feel like cats are, like, the least invasive pets.
They are. They are very, you know, like, mindful of their surroundings. I think there should be a little bit of leeway for those kinds of pets, I believe.
Yeah. Because, like, it's, like, if you have a hamster, like, what is a hamster gonna do to a house? Like, okay, dogs are crazy, but, you know.
Can you just imagine a very small hamster causing mayhem all?
Yeah, just running around, ripping up all the furniture and the floorboards.
Oh, also, Buies, I hope I'm not interrupting your moment with your Oshi. Am I?
No, you're not. You're not. They're probably excited to hear you too. Do. Are you excited for this week, Kiki?
I wanna cry already.
You got this. Kiki, do you want to do a little PSA?
On your space?
Do it! Do it! Do a PSA!
Hi. Bye.
What the hell?
I don't know. Boys are very say-so. What do I say?
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever you want, I guess. And also, don't be fooled, okay? They may be... Oh, I have to go. Okay, bye, everyone.
Oh, bye.
Bye! 気をつけてね。